What's going on, gang? This is the World War III episode.
Gang, gang.
Bout, bout.
Bout, bout.
What's good, Iran? What's really good with you? Can you imagine? I'm the reason we go to World War III. I talk shit about Iran on the podcast.
This just became a political podcast.
You know we're going to fucking war, baby.
Yeah, and you better keep doing boxing classes because we need to win it.
I don't think it's going to come down to hand-to-hand combat.
Well, I hope it's not nuclear.
Can you imagine the Iranians come here? I'm like, all right, glove up, motherfucker. You ain't see me if I got my waist protector
That's
on.
That's how all those action shows are, is like a bunch of guys come at you and then you have to like soccer punch all of them in the face.
Did you say soccer punch?
Yeah, was it sucker punch?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, yeah, that's like most martial arts movies. Like one guy commits a genocide with his fists. Right?
18 guys of them knocked out.
Yeah, he killed 6 million Asians in one hotel lobby. And it's like, wow, yeah, I'd pay $13 for that. That sounds like something I'd watch. You know? But how are you, gang? It's fun. Listen, you know, I'm not worried about Iran. Let me just say that. I'm not worried about it. We're America. We're Americans. You
America.
Understand? Weren't you just telling me that you were so glad that we bombed them? right before I hit record? Wasn't
no,
that
I was
you?
Glad that I just left a bomb in your toilet.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. It's easy to get the two
do you
confused.
Think, do you think that me tweeting about farting and pooping is hurting my love life? Or is it like hot or confident?
I personally don't talk much about shitting because I just don't find it that funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have all this material in my head about shitting
yeah.
and I never do it on stage because I'm like, I just don't want to talk about that. You know,
yeah.
I don't need to talk about the fact that every time I shit, I take 40 minutes to wipe and I almost blow my knee out because I do a deep squat and I go about two fingers deep. You know what I mean? I have a very clean ass. I don't really need to get into all that, you know?
I just found, like, I've been hanging out with a lot of comedians and we just, like, you know, going too far with each other. And I was talking to a normal man last night,
yeah.
a normal man guy. And he was like, I love to cook. And I was like, oh my God, I love to eat. I love to eat. And he goes, doesn't look like it. And I looked at him and I so badly was about to just, without thinking, go, yeah, because I just took a huge dump.
Yeah.
And then I literally had to like suck that thought back into my brain and then say, oh, I have a fast metabolism or some
yeah,
bullshit
yeah.
to like make myself more boring.
Yeah.
But then it's like, I scared him off anyway, so I might as well have said the joke for myself anyway.
Yeah, I actually think if you would have said that, I would have laughed.
Yeah, but
like
I would have just
every
been
once
doing
in
it
a
for
while.
The laugh, and I like kind of thought he was a little cute.
Yeah, the quickness and the timing of it would have got the laugh from me.
Yeah, but
you
it's,
know?
Again, you're but another comedian.
I will say, one of my biggest...
You're desensitized to most men.
Yes.
To like stupid shit.
One of my biggest turnoffs, though, if a girl burps...
Well, I literally can't burp, and it's the daintiest thing about me. Like, when I was little, even, my mom would, like, you know, do that thing where you hit the baby's back.
Yeah.
And I would just be like, I couldn't burp.
Oh, really?
Does that turn you on?
It doesn't turn me on, but it's a nice insurance. It's a good thing
it's
to
know. It's a leveler. We're
like,
leveled
up. I was with a chick one time, and she just, like, let out this huge burp.
Yeah.
Like, just she was just, like a toad dying. She was like, bah!
Yeah. It, like, takes on another,
yeah.
like... It's like, yeah, yeah.
Her eyes rolled in the back of her head. The weather started changing.
It has three lives, a beginning, middle, and an end.
Yeah, and but she was like, you could tell she was into it.
Like
she
was
loved
that a
it.
G minor?
Yeah. She's like, no, I think that was an F. And like...
When people could do the alphabet burping, though, that was kind of sick.
It makes me like want to gag. It's like gross. And with the worst part, too, she was just like sat in it like, fuck, yeah. Like, did you hear that? And I was like, I will never date you. That's immediately the thought
I'm
I had.
I'm going to argue that burp smells are way worse than fart smells.
I don't think I've ever smelled a burp. That sounds so gross.
Dude, guys have like burped in my face and it still smell like hot dog or beer or Chinese, whatever. And it's like, at least it's from your asshole. I didn't expect it to smell good. But if it's in your mouth, I'm like, that's where I put my mouth. If we're going to kiss.
If it's from your asshole, I didn't expect it to smell good.
Like, I don't need it to smell nice. I'm not funny. My tongue is not near your asshole most of the time.
Yeah, I ate ass last night.
Did you really?
Yeah, slippery dance floor.
Yeah, because you're Gen Z. That's what you guys do.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just want to go for it. You know, especially if you have a little shower foreplay.
What if it tastes a little funky? You're cool with it?
No, I mean, I'm like, anytime a guy eats a girl's ass, the entire time he's like paranoid. He's like, what if there's more of it on my tongue? And then you start licking your own arms just to, like, if there's any residue, I'll get it off surely. Like, you're just, like, freaking out in your own head. Maybe it's me because I'm, like, a real, like, anxious fucking germaphobe and all that shit, but...
For a germaphobe, you're naughty.
I know. I'm a dirty boy. But the thing, eating ass is not worth the anxiety for me. Like, even today...
I just feel like even when a guy goes down on me, though, like... If I've been out all night,
he's
who
like,
knows
this
what's
tastes
down
like ass.
There? Who knows what's going on down there?
Well, that's why you come home. If like you've been on a dance floor, you've showered in the morning, yeah. It's been a long day. Take a shower together.
Or it's like full pheromone. It's like, yeah. You know how food tastes better sometimes as it's leftovers and it's cold because like you taste the flavor stronger.
What food tastes better like that? Name one.
Chinese food.
That's so not true. For China,
like, wow, I just gave you a great answer, and then you just say
when
it's not
cold,
true.
You want cold
sometimes,
sesame chicken?
Oh, sesame noodles cold? Hello.
Okay, noodles is one thing.
Okay, so I just gave you an answer. Peanut noodles.
Yeah.
Suck a dick.
Do you like the fact that yesterday at a party, I was the only one that ordered a full plate of food?
Yeah, let's discuss this moment. So I invited Lev to one of my friend's parties, and I hope that he conducted himself appropriately. Good news is he didn't start any fights with anyone. Bad news is
why do you think I'm going to start fights?
You're in a fight with like 10 people at all times.
That's not true.
That's so true.
That's not true. It's like 5 people. It's not 10. It's not 10 people. I have beef with like a couple of people. Like a
couple.
Who do you
think has more beef with people, me or you?
I think me for sure.
Okay.
And which is crazy because you're on a reality show.
I feel like I have more quality beef, like bigger things, but yeah. You have more little ones.
Oh yeah, there's yeah. I've never been in a real argument with someone
like
a real problem.
All you have to do is like say sorry and they'll be like, okay, whatever, Lev.
Yeah, no, to me, like every issue I
is
have
you
with somebody
stupid shit.
No, it's not that. It's like something happens and I get very locked in on the pettiness of it,
and
I'm like,
you say
no.
Stupid shit.
No, I can't think of an example where I've said, if I say stupid shit to somebody.
You're just saying you go too far in a situation, like you get too passionate about something stupid.
I am a very passionate guy. No, but it's like when I, here's the thing. When I feel like I've either been disrespected.
Yeah.
Or I feel like I've been wronged.
Yeah.
Or like somebody treated me not the way that I would treat them.
Yeah.
Not with the same level of like friendship or respect.
Yeah.
That's the thing that really drives me crazy. Mm-hmm. Everything else, like I forgive very quickly. Like mm-hmm. I forgive and forget. Like me and my brother fight all the time. It's mm-hmm. just rolls right off of us. But when I fuck up and when I say something wrong, and like any of my exes can tell you this. I mean, of the recent last 3 weeks, they can tell you. Yeah, I do take responsibility for it every time. I go, yeah, I'm sorry I did that. Yo, Angel, do I take responsibility or not? Hell yeah, that's right.
You paid him off.
No, I didn't pay him off. I whacked him off. but that's because we talk about this shit. I'm like, I did this. Like, do you think that was wrong? If I feel like I fucked up in hindsight, I have no problem going.
You're so defensive right now.
Listen, Hannah, you come so on my house defensive. And you fucking attack me. You say
So I know you and Mark were so cute. We went out last night. You and Mark were so cute together.
I just texted you. I was like, can I bring the whale? And without missing a beat, you're like, yes.
He's adorable. I mean, you're both chubby, but in different ways.
Whoa.
Anyway, I feel...
What do you mean? I look great.
You
look
do.
Look
you
at
do
the camera,
look
folks.
Great.
Look at that arm.
You
Woo!
Do look great.
Look at that right there. You like that shit?
Yeah, the black is slimming on you. You're
you
right.
You like that shit right there? Look at
Let
that.
Me feel it. Don't hurt yourself. Feel mine.
I felt yours yesterday.
It's fucking...
It's not bad, yeah.
You guys. Anyway, this is a podcast. I forgot. I was
gun
just
show.
Showing off
gun
my guns.
Show. Yeah. It made me feel
oh,
like
yeah.
Clip.
So what you did... it feel like clip muscle.
Yeah,
feel
so
how strong,
strong
it is.
Yeah.
Oh, sturdy.
I pushed the vibrator right back.
So I'm looking for Lev. And
In all the wrong places.
Yeah. That's where I'm looking for
looking
Lev.
Looking for Lev.
And Lev.
How nice does that sound?
Yeah, that's your next sitcom on NBC.
Yeah.
So I'm... figure that he is sitting in a corner alone with no care in the world. Like, you know when you're alone, you're like, does this look weird at this party of this one girl's birthday where everyone's congregating in one place?
Yeah.
He doesn't give a fuck. He's alone on the side, and he has a huge burger, fries, and he's swiping Hinge. So I take out my phone because I take advantage of quality supreme content.
Yeah.
And I go around the room, and then he's in his DMs in the next second because, you know, he's rotating from DMs to Hinge.
Yeah,
classic.
Yeah.
And we capture that moment. It's on his Instagram. Enjoy it for yourself.
You timed it perfectly, too, because yeah. The second you came to me, I'm just fat boy right in the middle of a bite. And you see me just, like, come
just
as I bite
just indulging in possible pussy and cheeseburgers.
Yeah. What more do you want? And also, it wasn't a cheeseburger. It was a turkey BLT with avocado. Okay. So I was keeping it a little, keeping it light.
Okay. That's with, fatty,
with,
but.
With the.
I didn't call you a fatty. I said avocado could be fatty.
No, I don't give a shit. No, I gained a lot of weight this year.
How? I want to know how.
Because I got into a relationship. That's literally what
and
happened.
You guys just like watch TV and order seamless?
She did it. She lost weight in this relationship.
Why?
From the stress. And oh, yeah. No, but she like would go to the gym a ton, like
when
stayed
in
shape.
When you guys would fight, would you eat?
No, but you know what it is like when I am with somebody in a relationship, and back then I wasn't boxing. I wasn't a world fighting champion.
Yeah.
And I would just like be comfortable. I would just eat a fuck ton, just like. And she never finished her food, so I would eat her food.
Yep.
So now you're eating three dinners. You know.
And I think food is bonding. So sometimes where you wouldn't have like eaten a whole meal, instead you're with someone, you're like, let's get a meal.
Yeah. Let's just push through this fight with the fries.
It's easy for a relationship to get you to gain some weight. But I love how you've consciously been so open about your weight loss. I like how you posted that Instagram about like doing a sit-up or something. That shit always made me cry.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you were like, I can never do sit-up. And I was like, oh.
Well, literally, I remember like in middle school, we had to do like, this was the day I feared for my whole childhood, was we had to run a mile in sixth grade.
That's a long... ways when you have those little legs.
I was 5'1", like I was thick. I was a thick boy. I mean,
you're a
like,
nugget.
Yeah, I was a big body, and I was fucking. You know,
your cheeks are probably so cute.
I was bursting at the seams.
Yeah,
and I remember like I kept hearing as soon as I got there first day, they're like, "Oh, you ready for fitness day?" I was like, "What? What? What are you talking about?" And they're like, "Yeah, you have to run a mile. You got to do pull ups." And I was like, "Get the fuck out of here! What are you talking about? What do you mean we got to do a mile? Like in how many days?" And they were like, they're like, what do you mean? Like, you have like 10 minutes. I was like, no, like, seriously, like, who, what kind of a human could do that? What are you talking? Like, and then sure enough, that day came and it hit me by surprise. The day I had diarrhea because I was always stressed, you know?
Maybe you lost some weight from it.
But then I got to run a mile with mud butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm running, I did a 45 minute mile and, oh my God, I still remember it. Till the day I die.
It felt like the Brooklyn Marathon.
Yeah, and like I was watching all of my classmates do like pull-ups, and they're all counting, and they're like, oh my God, Chase did 23. It was always a Chase.
Fucking Chase.
Fucking Chase always had like weird muscle for no reason.
Yeah.
He was like, he did 23. Oh my, can Omar beat him? And then he's only got 20. And then they're like, all right, Lev, your turn. I'm like, I'm just going to go back to having diarrhea right now, if that's okay. Because I know I can't. I'm going to pull myself up.
That's when you fake a cramp. Didn't your parents teach you anything?
I didn't grow up with menopause, Hannah. I don't know. I don't think that would have helped. I think that would have been worse.
No, I used to, with tennis, I used to have to run a shit ton. I would like pretend to trip, and then you would just lay there for a bit.
I fucking hate running.
My one thing after college, I would say I was a tennis player, as I like to tell everyone all the time, but I never understood track because, like, your sport is our, like,
warm-up.
Punishment.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, when we'd get in trouble, we'd have to run. And that's the shit you guys did for, like, the thing you love to do.
Yeah.
But running, a lot of people would, like, say, try to run without headphones or music and just, like, be alone with your own thoughts while you're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And, like, that's how you challenge yourself. Or you can just live your life and not torture yourself.
Yeah. It is very therapeutic, though. And, like, after you run, you get that kind of, like, you know,
little high.
Yeah.
But you like boxing. Have you talked about your boxing journey on this pod?
Not much. I sparred today for the first time. And
he got his ass handed to him.
No, I held my own. I did pretty well.
Yeah. No, but like,
I broke a rib.
I think that's something we said. It's like how you're telling me I got to do more open mics. You need to put yourself out there and get fucking punched a couple times.
Yeah, I was like, I'll show you videos. This dude was hitting me fucking hard. But the,
did it turn you on?
Yeah, I was only hitting him back with my cock.
Hard.
Yeah, not much range, but softened up at one point, so I really had to get in there, you know. But no, I realized like I'm in pretty athletic shape right now in terms of like cardio. Like I went four rounds with him, and it's like brutal.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
What's it like to get hit?
I was talking to Angel about this actually. It's like when you get hit in the head, you don't really feel it. You just kind of get this sense of like. Lightness, where you're it's like if you get hit hard enough, it's almost like your legs might go out or something. It's like those don't really hurt. My body is like pretty well padded, which is a gracious term.
Yeah.
And so when I got hit in the body, like it didn't really hurt.
You just get stuck in it.
Shut the fuck up, Hannah.
Wait, you guys, I had to do.
I can't even. You're lucky you can't box. They won't make a mouth guard for those teeth.
Oh my God.
Like an eight-inch mouth guard.
Andrew Collin I've been made fun of for my ears being like little elf ears. I've been made fun of for my long torso. Never been made fun of. I'm 28 years old for my teeth ever.
Really?
Never.
I heard Rich Voss the other night was talking to a woman in the front row, and the woman was like, I missed like this, what she said. I think she got like new teeth or something because she was like self-conscious about him. Yeah. And Rich says there, he goes, when I'm fucking my wife tonight, I'm going to think of your teeth so I don't come. And like, it was so like the meanest thing. It was so fucking
funny.
Well,
speaking of mean, I got put on this panel. Did we talk about that? We haven't.
Oh, when I was on?
Would you bang him?
Yeah.
And I got me and a couple other girls and one gay guy were panelists for like these comics. And
yes,
the male
you,
comics.
Mayron is so funny. He's
so
a great
funny.
Comic. Yeah.
So Lev goes up.
Well, the premise of the show is like young comics go on, like decent looking guys. They do their set and then the audience and the judges decide, would you bang this guy?
Exactly. So I took it as like a roast. And
you were the only one that did that, by the way. You're the only one who pre-wrote jokes like showed up trying to roast people.
Yo, I came to play. I don't come just to sit around. I wanted some feelings to get hurt, including
but what
my
happened?
Own.
But what
okay,
happened?
Okay, so Lev comes up. First of all, he's wearing his puffy red jacket. So I called him a heirloom tomato.
Yeah.
And then I don't know why I got Brooklyn suddenly. I called him an heirloom tomato.
Yeah.
And then I said that he looks like a Teletubby fucked Orlando Bloom. And then I said that he has the body of a Greek gyro. And then Andrew wanted to say, "Lev the food alone."
Yeah.
Which I think is better written out.
Yeah, I agree.
So I took that one out.
You had ghostwriters for this
non-roast. I mean, it was literally just a text exchange of me and Andrew earlier that day, and I said Lev's going
to
be on it.
I'm just honestly so glad to be being talked about.
I know. I had so much fun with
y'all
yours.
Y'all were texting about me.
We were texting.
Yeah.
And then
I go up. I had a nice little ditty of a set.
Who?
Had,
you did.
Yeah.
You had a very, very good set.
Yeah.
So I had to take you down, and then
but
you...
I fucking crushed you.
Okay.
I crushed
tell them
you.
Tell what you said.
Because she, like, basically she has to vote in the end and goes, no, I and for that reason, I would not bang him.
Yeah,
because
he's cocky. I would never fuck Lev, because then he goes
get
around.
Get the fuck out of
here! He'd be like, I fucked Hannah from Summer House.
I would literally rather kill myself than ever say that sentence out loud. That is insane. I think you genuinely believe that, too.
No, I have an issue. Like, I think everyone wants to fuck me so bad.
Well, you know what? You're after you left last night, we were hanging out.
And everyone talked about how they did not want to fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we were like, we would all agree that we would not fuck
Can
that.
Can we do a vote?
Yeah. Just so it's, I know it's on, I'm going to take a stab here. I know it's on everybody's mind, but.
It was a gray area, but I want to figure this out.
She had this energy about her like we'd fuck her, and I don't know. Did one of you guys say something?
You want to fuck her?
Because I thought we had a pact. I thought, what are we wearing these rings for if you guys are out on the not fucking...
The chastity Hannah ring?
Yeah.
Wait, are you interrupting?
Well, no, your friend, yes, after you left, was like, she's like, so what's like the deal with you and Hannah? She's like, what's like the deal? She's like, are you guys going to fuck? And I was like, what? What are you talking about, sister? No, I was like, no, definitely not. I was like, I love Hannah. To me, she's like family. I would fuck her, but I'm not going to.
See, I appreciate that. Andrew Collin does this thing where people go, would you guys have sex? And he goes, ew, no, I would never have sex with her. And I go, Andrew.
Yeah. I like
Andrew,
how he's Mike Tyson.
Seriously, like, I wouldn't have, it's disgusting. I wouldn't have sex with her. And I'm like, Andrew, just admit it.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, doesn't mean you want to, but just say you would.
Well, because even your friend was like, because I feel like you guys definitely have chemistry. And I was like, me and you do have chemistry.
You're actually kind of nailing her voice.
But me and we do have great chemistry.
To be friends with someone, I need a certain level of chemistry, especially a dude.
Yeah.
You're not like, you know.
But I would never want our relationship to be like, we don't text each other because it's like something's weird or because we have fucked, you know.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
And also, like, I feel like when I'm like, in my 30s, it'll be hot to fuck like a 22-year-old. But now,
23, Hannah. I'm getting up there.
I feel like you're always gonna be 22 in my mind.
Yeah, even though I'm like 48.
Yeah, like the little baby, the ball drop. Yeah, you have a curfew. Wait, so tell them what you told the whole entire crowd after I did my job and.
Oh yeah, well she was like, I wouldn't bang him, and I was like, just for the record, I rejected her a month ago, and I said that to the crowd.
And everyone like lost it.
They lost their minds. Yeah.
But we already talked that out, and you know what actually happened.
What actually happened?
Okay, we'll do this again. it might have been a Patreon actually where we talked about this, but it was.
I never remember what the fuck.
Well, Lev came to my second ever headlining gig at Gotham.
Yeah.
And he showed up. I didn't think he would. And he pulled me aside beforehand. He was like, just have fun. Like,
just, you know, I'm funnier than you.
Just have fun. Like, just don't think about how funny my jokes are. Focus on your own jokes.
I know it's hard, but just don't think about that new thing I'm working on. Focus on you.
And I basically was like, thank you. That was very nice of you. And I appreciated that. And I had good vibes from him. And I remember those things when people are nice like that.
You say it like you're about to have me killed.
I know. I'm Italian. I never like forget. That. I remember. I do. You know, my papa was friends with John Gotti. Anyway, just putting that in your head. So then after the show, we all went to a bar and I was drunk and we had filmed it for Summer House. So I was like pretty nervous. And you know, when you're like tightened up and then the show's over and then you're like, I need tequilas in my body. Towards the end of the night, I looked at Lev and he was, of course, sitting alone for usual.
I wasn't. I was talking to your mom, all right? I was talking to your fucking
mom.
Actually,
you were.
I was.
You love my family.
Yeah, I like your family.
Oh, you would marry me if I was younger and we were both older, if that makes sense. So, anyway.
Such bold. Just bold. You totally
married
me.
That's why guys don't fuck me, because I'm marriage material and I scare them.
That's not it at all.
That was actually the cockiest thing I could have ever said.
That's literally not it at all.
Or they're disgusted by me.
It's your nose.
Is that another thing I
didn't
know?
I'm just joking.
I just wanted
to create a new thing.
Yeah, Andrew calls me Bucktooth, which has been. I had a day where I was like, am I Bucktooth?
Yeah, you have gigantic front teeth.
Yeah, but they're not buck. They're straight.
You opened the door into my apartment with your teeth here. What are you talking about? There's literally a chewing hole from how you got in. You're like, I don't have buck teeth. You're spitting out wood as you're saying you don't have buck teeth.
I do open cans of tuna with my teeth.
Yeah.
So I I'm domesticated.
Yeah.
So I see you in your booth alone and I go up to you and I go, I'm hungry. And this is later in the night.
No, you said it's sexier than that. You're like, you wanna like fucking get out of here and eat.
Did I say that?
Something like that, yeah.
I was like, let's eat. Let's put a French fry down my throat and then take it out and put it in, take it out. And then you were like, oh, yeah, I want to eat something. Let's go get some food.
And I respond even hornier.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, calories.
Maybe I'll fit two fries.
Can you fit three? Have you tried it?
Yeah, have you ever tried?
Do you want to see? I like when you do three fries.
Yeah, sit those fries on my face. Yeah.
But I've never...
Yeah, and so we were made plans to go.
We had this moment of like sexual food tension.
Yeah.
Like there's sexual food tension is a whole nother game.
That's a whole other thing.
Like,
I don't think I've ever had sexual food tension with somebody before.
I just like when two people are like, yeah, let's eat at this. Yeah. You want food at the same time. It's like you want to fuck at the same time.
Coronary.
Yeah.
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 You want to lose a foot tonight?
You want to get diabetes with me together? Like,
yeah. Fuck the insulin. That's like us going raw. It's like no insulin.
Romeo and Juliet, but we just eat ourselves to death. So I, you were like, let me go to the bathroom before we leave. And I think you kind of.
No. You said, wait, let me just say my goodbyes.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay. So then I walk out to the bar a couple minutes later. I didn't know your goodbye was you aggressively making out with this like 9'8" fucking backwards hat douche. You know,
oh, he's so hot.
And the only reason he made out with you that night,
because he saw me talking to you,
and because I made fun of him in front of you. That
you
was
did?
The only reason. Yeah,
what'd you say?
That's how men are. Where like if a guy, for example, like is sick of his girlfriend, he doesn't want to bang her anymore. As soon as another guy starts talking to her, he's like, "I will fuck her forever. I don't give a shit." Like that's how we are. We're competitive.
Also, last night I was talking to this dude, the one who I wanted to make the poop joke to.
Yeah.
And then I got distracted by this other guy I knew, and it wasn't rude, but I wasn't like nice talking. I want to talk to this person. I just kind of was like, "Oh hey."
Yeah.
And then the guy like didn't give me the time of day after, and I think he felt rejected and like didn't want to. It was a turn off.
Was it at like a party or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's like kind of the thing. When you feel like the girl you're interested in like walks away from the party, you want to have the confidence and the security to just be like, yeah, cool. Like I'll mingle.
Because I was about to come back to him. Yeah. I got a lot of.
But a lot of times, like then that dude is just standing there, like, oh, I got no one else to talk to here. They'll be like, I'm just gonna check my phone, you know?
Because
like me, like I don't approach. Even if I see like a girl like making eyes at me, which you know, there's 8 million of those last night. I mean. Who's counting?
So yeah,
I got the list here, and but I for some reason I just don't want to like approach.
So
like,
so then how are you supposed to have a conversation? You want them to approach you?
I would like just give me a hello. Give me a hello, and I will take care of the rest. That's
really?
It. I will fucking nail down the rest.
But do you realize that's the hardest thing is that first thing?
Why I know. That's why I don't want to do it. That's why I don't want to do it.
Why are you
because it's about time
it?
You guys have to fucking do something.
I fucking
all
do
right?
it all the time.
It's about time you guys have to do something.
That's
I mean,
my thing, though. Like I will.
That's why I love Bumble. It's just because I'm just sick of you guys. I mean, like, yeah. I want you guys to do some of the
I always
lifting.
Say, girls, never force it with anyone. The only thing you can force is the first interaction. And then if it doesn't go smoothly after that and he's not, like, pulling his weight, fuck
yeah.
him. But. Guy, there are so many guys that either are like too intimidated or they think you have a boyfriend or whatever.
There's just so many things.
Also, it's way easier to go up to a guy and be not creepy. Like, just I do the.
Yeah, you could just walk up and just make fun
I
of us.
I do the approach. I always just talk to his friend in front of him and eventually like look at him and he'll either say hello to you or just like make fun of something yeah. he's wearing.
Or just or if you literally just like introduce yourself to somebody next to him and then you kind of have to like go around and be like, hi, my name is it, like
yeah.
to everybody.
Literally go to the guy who's approachable. I used to call it the ugly guy, but now it's kind of mean. Go up to the guy that like you're not nervous talking to and just be like, like if it's a sport. These are the things
yeah.
what I use. Sports team, call out whatever funny thing he's wearing. Don't be too mean about it because men are sensitive. Ask about a drink.
No, I think that's a great thing. Make a comment on something a dude's wearing. Kind of, it puts him
it's
on his back
so
foot.
It's so easy.
Yeah, and it's like, I think.
And
that
don't say something corny like, are you from New York? Or stop asking the general questions. I mean, this is just me. I'm a
right,
little more
right.
pokey. But
right.
like.
That's what people say about you.
That mother
she's
poker.
A little pokey, that gal.
But I do have good taste in men. Lev is everything he does. He now wears gray sweatpants around me because I told him it was hot. And
did you?
Yeah. I think it was my subliminal tweets about gray sweatpants that got
you
going.
Oh, I have you muted on Twitter. Did I just say that?
You just said that out loud. That was so
I'm
mean.
Just joking. I don't have you muted. I got notifications on.
I'm trying to think other. I think consider myself good at... not relationships, but just the approach. I'm pretty good at talking to guys.
I think if women took over, because I think nowadays men want to approach less and less. And if women take over the approach, I think that'd be the best case scenario.
I'm trying to think, like,
and
let's
we
do
take
a couple
over,
scenarios.
And let me take over the rest. Because, like, once I know we're talking, I'll fucking kill it. I'll kill it with you.
Yeah, okay, this. Let's say I'm walking into a bar. What would I say? I'd walk in, I'd first, okay.
Jew!
One thing I do is
you start yelling at me in German.
I think you look Mongolian.
What the fuck?
So I literally go, let's practice. Ready?
Right, ready?
I go, are you Mongolian?
Get the fuck out of my face right now.
But girl probably has not asked you that in a while.
Never.
Or ever. You think it's random. It's weird. And you're going to be
no,
like,
my genuine response would be Mongolian. Those people aren't even around anymore. What? You think I'm the last Mongol?
And I'd be like, do you know where Mongolia is?
I'd be like, oh yeah, I have it tattooed on my back.
And then now we're bantering.
That's it.
And or
three more lines of that you
saying,
fucking
are you Mongolian is not flirty. Like if I went up to you and I was like, I like your backwards hat, that's flirty. It's
yeah.
a little too much. But I'm also the kind of girl that can talk to any guy, but then the second he's like, do you want to fuck in the bathroom, I'm like, ah.
Yeah. Why
girls,
do you think that is?
Because I'm prude.
I got blue balled so hard the other night. You might be able to shed some light on this
as a fellow
partner. Oh, by the way, with the day the reason I do like Bumble though is just because it's like, it's just funny to me to, and here's the thing, it's just
to see their approaches.
To see the hello. That's
I only get, hey, how was your week? That's all I get.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't even.
And I even send that sometimes, like, how's your day going? And I know how lazy and shitty it
yeah.
is, but it's like, I don't want to use mental energy right now. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to have any conversation over
it's so
texting
exhausting.
Or messaging. None. I just like. Let's. Your message to me should be, does Tuesday at fucking 7 work? And I go, yes. And then you go, here's my number. And that's it. And now we save it all for in person. There's no fucking reason for us to be having a conversation beforehand.
Yeah.
And it's like, but what if he's a murderer? If you think the guy's a murderer, you shouldn't be talking to him in the fucking first place.
I think a little back and forth, but enough that like you just, he doesn't say anything weird in
yeah.
the first couple back and forths and then get a drink.
But see, then I'm fucked because I say weird shit all the time.
Yeah, but it could be weird and like fun weird.
Like my Hinge profile is like weird.
Yeah, but you're trying to attract girls who are open-minded.
I'm trying to let people know ahead of time. Like, listen, I'm not going to be some fucking like boring finance.
That's
bro,
good. That's like where I got inspiration for my tweet where I was like, saying like The Office is not a personality trait.
Yeah, I see that
everyone
on every
fucking likes The Office. You saying you like good food?
Yeah.
Is not a doesn't do anything. You saying you like to travel? Yeah, no shit. You like to go on vacation? So do I. Like,
yeah.
Give me something that tells me that you're different in a way, or like gives me a conversation starter. You saying you like good food? I'm like, right. Hey, I like good food too. Like, what the fuck?
But the thing is like my fucking, my prompts and stuff like on Hinge, like I don't answer that because I see a, I gotta set the camera. Because like my fucking, like anytime it's like a prompt, it's like, what's your favorite place to eat yogurt? I'm like, fuck you. Like, I'm not going to answer your shitty, stupid fucking robot question.
What's also annoying is I'll set up dudes. Like my one question is like, what's the most embarrassing thing on your Spotify? And I wrote like Space Jam soundtrack. Yeah, it's a fucking trap. Every dude loves Space Jam. Then every guy goes, that's not embarrassing.
I would skip over that message so fast. The space. I love how you're like, every dude loves it. I'm like, who gives their shit?
I mean, no, it's a trap that everyone goes, that's not embarrassing.
What does your Hinge look like?
You want to look at my Hinge?
Yeah, I want to grab mine.
Yeah, okay, let's do this.
Let's compare.
Let's fucking go. Do I not have my phone with me? That's a first.
Let's see if we'd swipe right.
Sock was sitting. What's in Clem's mouth? Oh, my God.
She took out the stuffing of one of her toys.
I need to film this. What's in your mouth, baby? This is my pet voice. I'm sorry.
We're in the middle of a pod. Fucking do your video after.
What's in your mouth?
What was I showing? My Hinge?
Yeah, can I judge yours and you judge mine?
There you go.
I love doing visual things on podcasts. All right,
view it, but react live.
I don't love this first photo. You look like you're dead in the eyes. Like, where are you staring? It looks very forced.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't love that.
You can show them the photo. If you're watching on the YouTube, you're now looking at the photo, gang, and subscribe. This is the, you know this picture.
You guys know
You know it. You love it.
I don't love it as the first.
Okay.
I'm a regular at fuck these prompts.
That's how I come in.
Fuck these prompts. Fuck I'm these a comedian, prompts. Host of Young Daddy Podcast. I love how you're using your credits.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, my God. Host of Young Daddy Podcast, and I'm on season 7 of Ray Donovan. My Insta's left for Let's Get Drinks Tonight. Okay.
Is that perfect or what?
I think that, honestly, if you're trying to find the right chicks, they shouldn't know any of this information.
You are completely right. But
this is good.
I will never
ass.
Change it. Yes.
Okay. But I feel like this is
I'm
pulling people.
I'm looking for a 5'10 beautiful model to breed children with.
You know what's funny? Where's the music coming from?
What music?
Anyway, a second ago, that's my own voice is in my head. A second ago, or like
did you just have a schizophrenic moment?
Yeah. A couple weeks and I just moved me on.
That's you're like, I get it. The Hinge. But what's with all the clown music that's playing? I'm like, it's completely silent here. What are you talking about? You don't hear those horns? What is wrong with you?
Why is someone yelling, I hate myself? Okay.
Next picture. What do you think of this?
Comedian at show business. This is a thirst trap. And I'd be like, this guy fucks and he's freaky.
Yeah. You'd be right.
This is adorable. The one with the dogs. It's a little, honestly, a little basic of you to have something.
I'm pretending to jerk off.
Yeah, but it's basic to have corgis. The one thing I'll never do, anal, God, that hurt. That's funny.
It's hacky, but it's funny.
I would even maybe take the periods away because they make it a little too harsh, but
all
it's
right,
okay.
We'll talk about
this one is
later.
Great. This is the hottest one so far. The box.
You like
one.
That picture?
Yeah, that guy's really hot. The one on the right.
What the fuck?
Kidding.
You can have a hotter guy.
He can
guy
tell he's short. I don't like that. I'm looking for a beautiful, goofy trophy wife with a big old booty. You.
How great is that?
I don't like the word trophy wife.
Why not?
Because I don't want to be anyone's trophy wife. I have enough trophies in my life already. Okay. This one, you could do a better hair one. There's a better comedy photo with your hair.
I don't have a lot of good comedy photos, actually. People.
This one's fucking hot, too, even though you don't look like that anymore.
Where's your Hinge? I do look like that. What do you mean I don't look like that anymore? I just have glasses on.
So is this working for you?
Yeah, actually, my Hinge has been really blowing up lately. Okay. I'm a premium member.
What does premium mean? Oh, you pay?
Yeah, I pay.
Are you bragging
play.
About that right now? I pay to be a premium. I think it's good. Okay, do you want to do mine?
Yeah, what's your Hinge look like?
Let's do it. Yeah, there is music.
It's the fucking radiator.
Oh.
What kind of Jewish music do you think that is? You think that's music? I mean, who could forget that classic tune from Steel Pipes over
how
in the
do you
corner?
Check your own.
There you go. All right, let me see this shit. Bad.
Oh, wait. You're, okay.
Okay, Hannah. First picture is you on a desk, sitting on a desk. My most embarrassing song on my Spotify, Space Jam. See, you fucked up your photo. This is your hottest picture. You holding this basketball is such a hot picture.
So you're saying I should make that first?
Yeah. And this stupid video, you're not a video producer.
Yeah, I haven't updated in a while.
Yeah. Long Island City, I'm out. Honestly, I'm out. What else? Okay, this should be higher up too. I'm looking for my chapstick. What a basic, boring answer.
I thought that was a dad joke, whatever. Wait, you've seen my other answer.
I saw unusual skills, Irish exiting. Yeah, let me just remake your profile.
You don't think it's decent?
It's okay. It's you're selling yourself short with this profile.
Okay, what do you think I need?
New teeth. No, I'm kidding. No, just a little reorganized. I bet you have hotter photos in your phone. Put a nude up there.
I don't have photos of myself.
Look at girls on dating apps now. They're all naked.
Dude, I'm not trying to attract guys with thirst traps. I want a guy who's like, oh, she looks like... I want a guy who wants to date me, not fuck me.
Yeah, but Hannah, you just said a very classically wrong thing that I think most people believe.
But I just don't want gross-ass dudes who just...
All men are gross. We're all gross. The first thing that has to happen is we have to see you and go, oh, fuck. Wouldn't you rather date a guy who looks at you and goes, oh, fuck, I want that girl to be
I don't have a lot of photos of myself. I just have tweets about me farting.
Well, then you're going to be single forever.
Well,
no, I'm just joking.
I might.
No, but that's the thing. Like, first we need to see you.
That's the one time you were like, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
Because you knew that shit was real.
No, I don't want you to take it seriously. But that's the thing. You got to start off with attraction. And like, literally, most girls, like, their first picture online is like them in a bikini. Like, now what chicks are doing is they literally have their back to the camera to show off the most ass they can. That's how they started off.
So I have.
That's how competitive it's getting.
I'm learning from you, my competition. It's freaking me out. Some guys think it's hot when girls are like really thirst and they're attracted to girls who are like exposing themselves, and I don't really want a guy that's like attracted to like Insta thoughts.
We're all attracted to
no,
that. There's
some
not
of
a guy
think
in the
it's
world.
Gross. Some of them think it's gross.
You're so wrong. There's not a guy in
some
the world.
Some of them think it's gross. Look at my ass in this photo.
See, now that's what I'm talking about. You got to put that up there.
No, but my face looks bad.
So just crop it out. Just zoom in. Zoom in.
But
just
this
on
is
the
not
ass.
Photoshop.
I believe you.
Yeah, it's
you
fucking
should,
crazy.
You should just zoom in on this. No, but that's the thing. Every single guy is into Insta thoughts. That's like that's what we want. That's what our eyes want. And then if we meet you and our heart wants you.
I'm dealing with 32-year-olds. Shut
but
up.
But that's when you. Okay. Angel is 38 and he's my roommate.
He's not 38.
Angel.
Angel's not 38.
Listen.
If Angel's 38.
Do you love seeing fucking hot half naked women on Instagram or not?
Yeah, like, would you want to date one of those girls?
No. How? What do you mean, no?
Say
why
he's
not?
A fucking grown up.
Although that's what got me into my ex was she posted thirsty pictures. Okay, yeah. So
yeah,
he said the reason he dated
his ex because she's thirsty. Yeah.
Shut the fuck
when
up.
When you mature, you're not
your
want.
Your main ex in your life. That's how you met her, was because you liked those thirsty photos.
Well, that's not me. I'm not like that. That's not me.
Okay, I get it. Listen, if it's just really against your personality type, that's one thing.
It is.
Okay?
No, it's really against my personality.
Then don't do it.
Like, I'm goofy. I'm not
sexy. You should
sexy.
Do porn.
I know. No, I should joking. Do... Look, so I took a video of your corgi with...
Do this said, after. Folks are listening right now. Jesus Christ. What is wrong
he
with you?
He told me I have to bring it today at the podcast, so I've just been texting the whole time.
Are you going sober now? I'm not drinking for the rest of January.
I'm, like, so over drinking. I don't think it's fun. I think it's stupid. The only time I drink is when I have, like, a crush on a guy, and he's also drinking, and there's a party where other people are drinking.
Well, like, yesterday I made this. You ever have that moment where you become sober in, like, a club or a bar, and everybody else is drinking, and you just go, why does anyone do this?
Is everyone having fun right now?
Yeah, what
is
this?
Besides me?
Because, like, I was not having fun last night.
It's when your social meter goes off.
Yeah.
I have a time of night that I hit that I know nothing good's going to happen. And everyone's like, that's when you find love, or that's when the best night's ever, when you least expect it. No, I decide this night's over. I don't want to talk to anyone. No one's going to bring me joy.
Yeah, you just Irish goodbye'd me last night.
I straight up waited for the people in front.
You waited for me to turn a corner.
Ahead, and I jumped in a fucking cab.
That was so ice cold, bruh.
Unusual skills, Irish exiting, suck a dick.
That was like, I literally texted you immediately. I was like, that was so,
staring at me in
that was so whack, bruh.
Oh, like, yeah, wait. You would have it. Are we getting to email soon?
Yeah, yeah. I got them pulled up right now. As always, if you have an email, send it to youngdaddyshow@gmail.com. And if you're enjoying the episode, folks, share it online. Post it to your fucking Instagram. Tweet at us. Let us know what you loved. And let's get into it. This one's called Is He Hiding Something? Hi, Lev. Me and my boyfriend have been together for 7 months now, and we are super happy and in love.
You don't have to brag.
I know, right? But we're just both crying as we But there's something that's been bothering me for some time now. Every time my boyfriend leave his phone everywhere, he always flip it so the screen is facing down. I do it sometimes too, but not because I'm hiding anything. Sometimes I just don't want to be distracted by my phone. We've scrolled through his Instagram on his phone. And he usually tells me who he's texting when we're together and vice versa. Why do you guys do that? Why do you tell each other who you're texting? That is a little weird. Maybe I'm overthinking it, but I'm just not sure. 2 weeks ago, we went on a road trip, and he connected his phone to the car so he could see Google Maps while driving. As we were driving, a notification of a text message popped up on the screen from a girl I've never heard of. After he received the text, he disconnected his phone from the car, crashed the car off the bridge, and... No, I'm kidding. This guy just went for the car and never reconnected. I was going to ask who the girl was, but I don't want him to be overbearing and kind of wanted to see if he was going to tell me who she was, but never did.
Okay.
Should I ask him about it? Do you think he's hiding something? I need help. Maybe I'm overthinking. Love your podcast and your accents that are die for. Hope you can answer.
Girls, you're never overthinking. I mean, we do overthink a lot. But if you have an inkling that something wrong's happening, we are given this intuition. We know when a dude is being fucking sketch. He's being so sketch.
There's a little something. The phone down always. I mean, I do that, but I don't think I do that with girlfriends. Like, if I'm just dating somebody and we're not exclusive, that's one thing.
Also, when you're dating...
But what if he just doesn't want to be distracted too, you know?
I think when you're dating someone and you're in love, which is a very strong word, you know their patterns in their life. You know the things they eat. You know how their day goes. You know the people they talk to. So if you... Like, you know, like you'll know the couple people that they're always hitting up or who's hitting them up.
Yeah.
So I think that if you already know who he's texting sometimes, you should definitely be able to ask and be like, who is that? I think you call his ass out. You're not being crazy.
All right, I don't think we go to full call out, all right? I don't know if we go to full call out. But you
better than
ask a question.
I don't snoop. Yeah. I would rather be like, who is that?
I don't snoop. I poop. That's your next t-shirt.
That's my new Instagram bio.
I have a Looking for Lev t-shirt, and you got I don't snoop. I poop.
Lev the food alone.
Fuck off. No, but... I don't think you're going to go straight to call out. I mean, there's a scale from say nothing to call out.
I just trust this girl's intuition.
And somewhere in there is just, hey, like, just I felt a little weird when that text happened. Like, and then I noticed you disconnected your phone. Like, is something up? Like, what's the deal? Get a read on him. Get a gauge, you know?
Yeah, and you don't have to be, you don't have to yell. You don't have to be weird about it. Just be like.
You immediately, like, call his ass out. You got an inkling? There's a stinkling.
No, men are dumb.
Just all
say.
Poop.
All poop references.
You got to call him out on his shit, Mira.
Drop the kids off at the pool and do your dirty work.
Yeah.
He has shit going on. Anyway. Call.
He's a piece of shit. And what I say, we don't snoop, we poop, okay? So you need to take this little turd and you need to talk to him about where he's been wiping because something is up. Something is clearly up his ass. And it ain't your finger, okay? So what is with you and the fucking...
Then you turn to me. Why are you so obsessed with me?
Yeah. I wonder who else he's been shaman, okay?
I got it. This podcast is sponsored by Charmin Ultra. I think I was going to say something, but you really distracted me. Oh, yeah, men are dumb. If you just that was my point. If you don't speak aggressively, like I'm aggressive all the time, but if I'm going to call someone out, come in a calm voice. You go, where were you last night? You're not like, where were you last night? Just go, hey, what's up? Do you have fun last night? Where were you?
That you said that in such a psychopathic tone that I've never heard you use before.
Where were you last night? Did you have fun?
The way you said it originally was worse than that. It's worse. La, la.
That's my kid at a horror film.
Yeah.
La, la,
it's funny
la,
that you think
la,
you can play
la,
a kid.
La, la. It's funny that you're coming at my age right now because I'm a young ass bitch in her 20s.
That is true.
Except when I go on TikTok, then I feel like I'm 87. Okay, what's next? I'm over this.
Yeah, but
I'm over this guy. I'm bringing
up. Have you ever dated a guy and you thought something like this was happening?
okay, when I was very, I've never knowingly had a guy cheat on me or be sketchy. I like to be in control of relationships and date guys slightly below me. But I,
I think a lot of women do that.
I've realized that about
men
myself.
Men only, I told my brother recently.
I'm a control freak.
I told my brother recently, I was like, that girl is the exact equivalent of you. Mm. I was like, she's the female you. And he said, yeah, that's why I don't want her. Men only want to date up.
But women only want to date. Oh, yeah. Someone told me once, like an older lady was like, you got to just find a guy who loves you more than you love him.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? And she goes, that's how it works out.
Women, because you're less shallow physically, women, I think, are more likely to date down. Like, there's a lot of like hot chicks dating just like an average looking dude who has a button down.
I think looks wise, yes. Because also with guys, like, I like ugly hot guys sometimes, as long as they're tall. Like, I like a guy who looks like he could take a punch. I don't want a guy who looks like he takes longer to get ready than
yeah,
me in the morning.
I take so long to get ready.
Really?
Yeah. I need like a good hour.
What?
Yeah.
What if you have like an early radio show or press or something?
I gotta wake up. I need an extra hour.
I will roll out of bed into a radio station without brushing my teeth.
No, I like to have a routine, you know, get things popping off.
You're low-key pretty boy.
Yeah, a little bit.
But, oh yeah, this one guy I dated.
You watched me rub in face lotion and elbow cream right as I was sitting down to start this.
Yeah. And then
I was
wait,
I can't let the people see me chap.
And you lint rolled yourself, yeah, while I sat here just holding in a fart.
Yeah.
So I think that it's been how long? Oh yeah, this one guy I was dating.
You're counting how long you've been holding in a fart.
I know my max. This one guy I was dating when I was very young, apparently he was like, he told me that he quit a certain drug he was using.
Okay.
And then I had an inkling that he relapsed, and his phone.
I had
phone
a stinkling. Something smelled off. I said, "You're full of shit, Mira."
Just started over.
It's my favorite new character.
That's the blunt and the Charmin. So I think that he doesn't. His phone would go off, and I knew it wasn't
you on
a
the
girl.
Laxatives again.
Long story short, he was back doing drugs, and he was talking to his like drug dealer. And
what do you think is worse, finding out that he's doing drugs again, or that he was cheating on you?
Cheating for sure.
Yeah.
Because I'm not trying to compete with the drugs. Like, the drugs is a whole different issue. But I remember
I'm not trying to compete
phone,
with the
like,
drugs.
Like, you're gonna love heroin more than me every damn time.
Yeah.
But his phone would go off at weird hours of the night, and it's like none of his friends are texting him at 2 a.m.
Right, right.
And it was his fucking drug dealer, and I knew it, and I wouldn't ask even though I knew it, and I wish if I just asked, I would have saved, like, if I would have saved 6 months of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just fucking ask whatever.
Ask him,
also,
folks.
Fuck that dude. Like, stop texting other bitches.
Who, that guy? Your ex?
Yeah. No, this guy.
You don't even know if he did anything yet.
I will.
How do you know it wasn't like a work person?
Friends will tell me about
something,
their guys, and I'll be like, I'm over him. Like,
yeah, but
I'm over it.
Yeah, but you can't just immediately assume he's doing. What if he was like texting her mom or something?
There's too many
something
men out there to be with a dude who makes you question yourself.
It happened one time.
No, she said he does it all the time. He puts
okay,
his
I'll,
phone down.
Listen, let's get a follow-up email, all right? Let's get a follow-up. What are you hating men right now? What's going on?
I'm not feeling great about it.
Yeah, I'm a little frustrated too.
By men?
Yeah, they haven't been as exciting as I thought they'd be. Dazed and confused. We'll make this the last email. Hey, Daddy. So I recently went on a date with a guy that I met freshman year of college about 4 years ago.
Still some hope in her eyes.
I haven't really talked to him since, but he's been messaging me on Instagram for months. You ever notice how Italian people read? They always like...
They add S's to everything.
They also like read every line as if they're skipping over it. He said he's messaging me for months.
Yeah, they mumble it. Wait, so they're not talking, but they're messaging on Instagram.
Yeah, okay. They met freshman year. It was 4 years ago. Our date was about 1.5 months ago. Mm-hmm. That's how they do it. Mm-hmm. They always go out like that. And we made plans to go out again the next weekend. He never messaged me to confirm or even talk. So I assumed date two was off, and my stubborn ass refused to text first.
Same.
Finally, they always take a long pause after one word too.
Yeah, you're like, did you fall asleep?
Finally. The following week, he messaged me to reschedule, and again, I did not text to confirm. I feel like this is a very funny person to be writing. Like, imagine this man is writing this email. She never got back to me.
I wrote her. She didn't write me back.
Yeah, I am waiting by the phone. Okay, the following week, he messaged me to reschedule again. Didn't text to confirm. So I figured he wasn't the confirming type and sucked up my pride and texted him asking if we were still on. I waited 5 hours for him to respond, and it was already 9 p.m., so I made other plans. He texted me at 10 p.m., saying he was sorry for taking so long to reply and that he still wanted to see me.
Classic.
When I'm that guy, it's usually because I'm on a date with another chick and I sent her home.
Yep.
He texted me at 10 p.m. saying he was sorry for taking so long to reply and that he still wanted to see me. I told him I was going to the bar with my friends and he should meet me for a drink, and he didn't answer me. Until the next week when he asked to see me again. He told me he wanted to make it up to me, and I told him I was busy that weekend due to the holiday, but that we could hang out during the week or the following weekend. Again, no answer. Until this past weekend where he told me he's been thinking about me and missed me. It was pretty last minute, so I told him to meet me for a drink again. He said he was totally down, but when I texted him to confirm, he didn't answer again. He didn't reply that entire night or even the next day. He even just he just texted me almost a week later saying he hoped I had a good Christmas and that he wanted to see me this weekend. I didn't reply because I'm so fed up at this point. Question, why does he keep doing this? He acts like he really wants to see me, and then when the time comes, he doesn't reply for a week. Two, what should I do? Do I text him or wait for him to text me again? Do I confront him about this or just accept another date, assuming he asks again? I can really break this down for you. I've definitely done this before. Listen, the guy's just not interested in you enough to date you, and that's really all that this is. He's putting other women above you and the possibility of new women above you in terms of interest. You're not really in the running here. And what happens is he's at 3 a.m. hits or whatever, and then he sees you on an Instagram story, and he's like, oh, she was a good girl. And then he messages you and goes, I hope you're doing good.
Yeah.
So to and not feel to, like that bridge is completely burned.
Yeah, he doesn't want to burn that bridge. And from a female perspective, I feel like when you're younger, you're like, oh, this guy's unattainable, or like, he doesn't like me that much. I want to earn his affection. But when you're older, you're like, nah, he's just not the right dude for me.
Yeah.
And it's not like, oh, he's not the confirming type. Believe me, he's confirming, just not with you. Okay? So
yeah, that's true.
And I don't mean this to be mean. I'm just saying solid, like, get a dude who confirms with you.
And this guy's just shitting all over your feelings. But his motherfucker using you up like 2-ply. I mean, no, listen, you shouldn't have given this guy this many chances in the first place. This is a whole shit. This is a shit ton, for lack of a better pun. And
I would use him, though, like me knowing, like, when you're lonely and like you finish a bad date and you see his in the story, that's the only time. Hit him up. Make him feel the way you make him.
Yeah, you could booty call his ass 2 a.m.
Yeah, put him in that place in your mind of guys that you booty call and don't take seriously.
He'd honestly probably fuck you in that space.
Yeah, take him out of like the guys that you're like actually trying to get to know.
Yeah. Which if that's possible, you got to be honest with yourself. The other thing I was going to say is like the thing, if somebody like hits like twice is like, let's rain check or this or that. Listen, guys, it's 2020. Fucking paychecks over rain checks. We ain't taking that shit.
Hey,
people either want to see you or they don't. It is what it is. And if they don't, fuck them.
Shit on him.
Shit on his ass.
Shit on his dick.
Yeah. So don't put poop yourself dick through dealing with this bullshit, because you don't deserve to. Find somebody that you're actually interested in. They're interested back in you.
Also, with all these emails, I love them all. But when you, it's like, if you have to ask if you like him, if you have to ask if he likes you, if you have to ask if he's cheating on you, at the end of the day, he probably is.
He probably a trifling ass motherfucker ass. No. I, on the cheating thing, I think I'm giving the guy the benefit of the doubt here. However, you know, until proven guilty, this is fucking America, baby. that's what I told.
I mean, it's going to be Iran soon after they nuclear bomb us and take over.
They don't have the nukes and they don't have the balls. All right. Let me tell you that. I just get assassinated tomorrow. But that's it. Make sure you guys are following. I love you guys. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Join the fucking Patreon gang family. I got to give some quick Patreon shout outs.
Yeah.
And make sure you're following Erica on the pod.
So annoying. Make sure, but shout out to Erica Sparrow. Great comedian. Great chick.
Hell yeah. Make sure you're following Ellie. What's your fucking name again? Andrew. Make sure you're following Andrew Collin on the pod, guys, on Instagram. What's your Insta? Being Burns.
Being
right?
Burns, B E INGBERNZ. Yeah,
go fucking follow her.
Also, watch Summer House. It's catch up season 3, and the next season's coming out February 5th. You have
I'll
time.
Watch it if I can watch it with you.
Hell yeah.
And live commentate.
Well, what's fun is during the episodes, I'll live tweet with people shitting on me.
Oh,
so
really?
You just like fight with people the whole time.
That's
it's fun. Yeah.
Quick shout out to the new Patreon family, Madeline Errett, Ella, Rochelle Belfer, Alexandra Harkopis. Sounds like a Greek owner of a diner. And Jess Schwartz, I appreciate you guys. Samantha, Janky Amon, Haley, Becca, Vegan Jules, KK Anderson, Nada Fozzy. Oh, shit, we got a Nada Fozzy in this bitch. Goddamn. Okay. And Georgie Capotis, Jeff Francisco. Guys, a lot of new guys. Welcome to the Patreon. I love you guys.
Fun.
New episodes every Thursday. Bonus content. Hannah's got a few episodes on there, too, so make sure you go tune in.
Oh, yeah.
And other than that, I love you guys. Subscribe to the fucking YouTube. Full video episodes, baby.
What?
And let's start this week off right. Cheers. Poop. Thank you.